Philip Glass, American composer of innovative instrumental, vocal, and operatic music, was born on this date in 1937. Glass studied flute as a boy and enrolled at the age of 15 at the University of Chicago, where he studied mathematics and philosophy and graduated in 1956. His interest in atonal music drew him on to study composition at the Juilliard School of Music in New York City and then to Paris, France. His acquaintance there with an Indian sitarist decisively affected Glass's compositional style, and he temporarily jettisoned such traditional formal qualities as harmony, tempo, and melody in his music. Instead, he began creating ensemble pieces in a monotonous and repetitive style. These works consisted of a series of syncopated rhythms, contracted or extended within a stable diatonic structure. Such minimalist music, played by a small ensemble using electronically amplified keyboard and wind instruments, earned Glass a small but enthusiastic following in New York City by the late 1960s. Glass's opera Einstein on the Beach in 1976, composed in collaboration with Robert Wilson, earned him broader acclaim. This work showed a renewed interest in classical Western harmonic elements, though his interest in startling rhythmic and melodic changes remained the work's most dramatic feature. Glass's opera Satyagraha in 1980 was a more authentically operatic portrayal of incidents from the early life of Mohandas K. Gandhi. The opera The Voyage in 1992 had mixed reviews, but the fact that it had been commissioned by the New York Metropolitan Opera to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas confirmed Glass's growing acceptance by the classical music establishment. On this date in 1946, Jane Ross, a prominent businesswoman and philanthropist of Clark County, Arkansas, was discharged from the Women's Army Corps of the Army Air Force. During her time in the Army, she took assignments as a photographic technician and was eventually awarded the Good Conduct Medal, American Theater Medal, and Victory Medal for her service. She was discharged with the rank of corporal. The first TV daytime soap opera, These Are My Children, was broadcast by the NBC station in Chicago on this date in 1949. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.